Sydney turns red for World AIDS Day. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. U2 singer Bono joined Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard in a special ceremony in Sydney to highlight World AIDS Day. Part of the event saw the iconic Sydney Opera House and Harbour Bridge lit up in red lights. He announced his new project of creating an AIDS-free generation from 2015. He called on people around the world to pressure their government to do more in the fight against AIDS, especially during the global recession. The rock star told the Reuters news agency, "Times are hard in the Western world. In recessionary times, people have to tell their politicians this is important to them. Some people think that the pandemic is on its way out. It is really not so." Bono is a keen activist and has helped fight the AIDS epidemic for over a decade. Ms. Gillard described AIDS as a catastrophe and a crisis. She also said people around the world were becoming complacent and AIDS was being left behind. She told a large crowd, "Since the 1990s, we've had combination drug therapies that can slow and sometimes even halt the progress of AIDS, saving lives and enhancing the quality of life. Those drugs belong in the hands of everyone living with HIV, no matter who they are or where they live. HIV/AIDS has no boundaries, nor should our response." The Aussie leader explained the significance of turning the Sydney landmarks red. She said, "With this red lighting, we proclaim a day of mourning for our brothers and sisters who have been lost. Each of them is loved, and each of them is remembered."